Harry, what exactly is stretch flange ability?
It's basically a parameter that is used to indicate the ability of a material to be formed into a complicated shape.
Is it difficult to measure?
It is not difficult to measure, but the equipment required can be rather expensive and is certainly not routinely available. We therefore sometimes attempt to deduce stretch flangeability by data from a simple tensile test. The purpose here, therefore, was to see which particular parameter from a tensile test correlates best against stretch flangeability.
Some people take the product of elongation and ultimate tensile strength to be a good representation. Is that also your finding?
Strictly speaking, the ultimate tensile strength itself contains information about the onset of plastic instability, so it isn't obvious when we use a product of ultimate tensile strength and ductility that we are not double counting information. What we've done in this work is to use a neural network technique to critically analyze published data, and we find that the ultimate tensile strength on its own is the single most important criterion that correlates well against stretch flangeability.
Thank you, Harry. This is Millie, signing off.